We can date the making of the cup to around the year 10. About 50 years later, the Roman occupation of Jerusalem sparked tensions between the rulers and the Jewish community, and in AD 66 that exploded and the Jews took back the city by force. There were violent confrontations, and it's thought that our cup may have been buried at this date by the owner fleeing from the fighting. After this, the cup disappears for almost 2,000 years, until it was bought by Edward Warren in Rome in 1911. For years after his death in 1928, it proved impossible to sell. The subject matter was just too shocking for any potential collector. In London, the British Museum declined to buy it, as did the Fitzwilliam Museum in Cambridge. And at one point, it was even refused entry to the United States of America when the explicit nature of its imagery offended a customs official. It was only in 1999, long after public attitudes to homosexuality and indeed the law had changed, that the British Museum bought the Warren Cup, then the most expensive acquisition it had ever made. A cartoon at the time showed a Roman barman saucily asking a customer, "Do you want a straight goblet or a gay goblet?" 100 years after he bought it, Warren's cup is now on permanent public display here in the museum. And it serves, I think, a very useful purpose. It's not just a superb piece of Roman imperial metalwork. From party cup to scandalous vessel, and finally to an iconic museum piece, this object reminds us that the way societies view sexual relationships is never fixed.